World AIDS Day is an opportunity to reflect, remember, and reinforce efforts in the ongoing fight to end the stigma and the disease of HIV/AIDS. This year, the Gilbert Center in Barrie, a community-based, nonprofit agency that also serves Simcoe County and the District of Muskoka, plans to mark Sunday, December 1st with events, celebrations, and awareness campaigns. The Gilbert Center has a long history of providing compassionate support to people living with HIV, hepatitis C, people who use drugs, the homeless, and members of the queer and trans communities. They provide harm reduction services for people who use drugs, a drop-in program to educate people on blood-borne infections and giving them access to harm reduction services and supplies. Keenan Alleywin, the Gilbert Center's linkage to care coordinator, says, "Stopping the spread of HIV is one of our most important priorities, and the undetectable equals untransmittable approach is the most effective way to lower new infections." What is undetectable equals untransmittable? In short, U equals U confirms that people living with HIV, who follow effective treatment plans to the point where their viral load becomes undetectable, cannot transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Jay Mack, the queer sexual health coordinator for the Gilbert Center, says, "The message is, if you get tested and you get on treatment, and your viral load is undetectable, you are no longer infectious to others, which is one of the key things that not just people living with HIV need to know, but the public needs to know as well." Aylwin says, "The most recent data from 2022 shows that 89% of people living with HIV are diagnosed, which means that 11% are undiagnosed and don't know that they have the virus. 85% of those diagnosed with HIV are on treatment, which means that 15% of those diagnosed are not accessing treatment. Progress has been made, but more needs to be done, especially in marginalized communities. Targeting vulnerable groups. For those already facing social stigma, such as Indigenous people, Black communities, people who use drugs, queer and trans communities, men who have sex with men, as well as those experiencing homelessness, there can be increased apprehension around accessing testing and treatment." Mack points out, "I think there is the belief that HIV is just a gay disease, which is part of the problem contributing to the stigma. Some people are not out, for one. Some people are in a situation where they can't be their true, authentic selves, and if they are found to be HIV positive, there is the stigma that you must be gay." Priority populations that are most vulnerable to HIV are also less likely to access services, due to exacerbated stigma caused by systemic barriers such as poverty, housing instability, violence, trauma, homophobia, transphobia, racism, and colonization. Stigma persists. All people should know their HIV status, so those who test positive are able to access timely treatment and care, to reach the stage of being undetectable and untransmittable. Stigma can be a powerful deterrent against getting tested or seeking treatment, especially in smaller communities. Mack says, "The fear of a positive diagnosis, potential discrimination or judgment from others can prevent people from taking that critical first step. This is where the U equals U campaign is so vital. It helps people realize that a positive diagnosis doesn't equate to a diminished life or social isolation." Despite advancements, myths persist. There are people who believe harmful myths such as one can contract HIV by shaking hands or sharing a drink. Others still believe it's a death sentence. By bringing U equals U to the forefront, the Gilbert Center hopes to educate the public and change the conversations around HIV so that stigmatization begins to dissolve. Path toward eradication. The governments of Canada and Ontario have committed to the goal of eradicating HIV across the country by 2030. Aylwin says, "I think that people are starting to learn that HIV is not a death sentence and that if you get treatment, and your viral load is undetectable, you are no longer infectious to your partners." Gilbert Center's World AIDS Day events. The Gilbert Center is bringing a dynamic approach to World AIDS Day with events that fuse education, art, and community spirit. It kicks off on Sunday, December 1st with an afternoon drag tea event at the McLaren Arts Center in Barrie. It's a blend of activism and entertainment. Guests will enjoy the performances while also seeing the faces and listening to the stories of people with lived experience. For tickets and information, visit here. There will also be a powerful tribute at the Day Without Art, where local tattoo shops and art galleries will cover their display windows in black cloth, symbolizing the void left by those who have passed due to HIV and AIDS. It acknowledges the losses within the 2SLGBTQ+ communities. But the mood shifts the next day with Day with Art, a celebration of resilience and expression. Mac says, it's a day to celebrate art created by queer, trans, and those living with HIV to show a different side of the people that access our services and need support. The free event will be held at the Creative Nomad Studios in Orillia. These events reflect the Gilbert Center's mission to ensure that everyone who asks for support or uses their services feels welcome and included. Messages of Hope. On World AIDS Day, the Gilbert Center is helping to rewrite the narrative around HIV, in working to eradicate stigma and demonstrating through the U equals U campaign that there can be a future in Canada without HIV. Through its World AIDS Day events, it is affirming that everyone deserves a life of respect, dignity, and connection. For more information, contact the Gilbert Center at 705-722-6778, email info@gilbertcenter.ca, or visit them online here.